So I'm going to talk about a new little toy that I got about a month or a month and a half ago. It's called the Zoom PodTrack P4, and it's three things rolled into one. It's a recorder, it's a mixer, and it's an audio interface, all for the price of $200. And this is particularly designed for people who want to do podcasting. It's got some unique features. On the top, it has four microphone inputs, so you can plug four microphones into this device. So if you're a podcaster and you're, say, doing a live podcast and you're interviewing three separate people, they can each have their own microphone plugged into this device. On the bottom of the device, it's got four headphone jacks. So each person can have their own set of headphones to monitor themselves while you're making the recording. This device runs off of AA batteries, which I wouldn't recommend because you don't get a lot of life out of them. Either two AA batteries, or you can plug it into the wall. It's got a USB, two USB connectors, USB-C connectors on it, or you can plug it into one of those, battery packs. The other thing that's unique about it is you can plug it directly into your computer and use it. It shows up. If you do that, it'll show up as an audio interface. So you can use it as an audio interface with your computer. It doesn't require any drivers. It runs on Windows and Mac both. You can plug it directly into your iPhone. And if you plug it directly into your iPhone, if you're doing a FaceTime call with somebody that you, say, an interview for a podcast, if you're doing a FaceTime call with somebody, you can record the call using this device from your iPhone and get very good quality, which I'm going to show you, demonstrate in a second here. Channel 3 is the channel that hooks up to your phone, and channel 4 is the channel that hooks up to your computer. So you could be doing, say, an interview with one person in the studio. You could have another person who you're interviewing on FaceTime, and then another person on Zoom, hooked up to the computer. So it gives you a lot of options. The final thing that makes this device kind of neat is when you make a recording on this device, you actually get two recordings. You get one recording that contains a mix of all the different inputs of the device. So if you're interviewing two other people, you get one recording that's re is rec is recording of you plus the other two people. And you also get a split recording where each track is separated out. So if I was interviewing, say, Frank and Dave, I'd have a track of me, of my audio, a separate track of Frank's audio, and a separate track of Dave's audio. If I'm editing those tracks later, it gives me a lot more power to do the editing because I've got the separate track. So if, at one point Frank is coughing, I can just mute the part where he's coughing and all that kind of stuff. The other thing that it has, and this is particular for podcasting, is it's got what are called sound pads. It's got four sound pads on it, four buttons, and each button you can assign a sound to it, either a sound that's on the device or a sound that you can copy over to the device. So if you have an intro for your podcast or an outro, you can assign that intro outro to one of these sound pads. So you can actually play it before or during the podcast. What I'm going to play for you now, and this is on sound pad four, is I did a review of this device a while ago. And what I did was I did a test call with Cheryl on FaceTime. So you'll be able to hear how that call sounds. I'm just going to turn up my audio here and play this for you so you can all hear this. Let me turn my mic down. Here we go. Make a FaceTime audio call to Cheryl Cummings.
Making a FaceTime audio call to Cheryl Cummings.
FaceTime audio call, Cheryl Cummings.
Hello?
Hey!
Oh, it's very clear. Very nice.
So yeah, so this is the new mixer. I have a cord cable going from the mixer directly into the phone. And then I'm talking into my microphone here that's hooked up. And
to the mixer.
To the mixer. And you shouldn't be hearing, hopefully you're not hearing any of yourself coming back through the
testing phone. 1, 2, 3, testing. Nope, not hearing me.
Yeah. Cool.
It's very clear.
Awesome.
So does this mean like you'll be able to call people via FaceTime and like do a interview or record them or
yes,
something?
Yes. So you could do it. Yeah. So you could do a call by you could call somebody by FaceTime and interview them okay. for your show too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. So it's cool. You sound nice and clear. Do I sound clear?
Yep, much better. I mean,
all right. I'm gonna hang up the phone.
Alrighty. Bye.
As you can tell, it was pretty clear audio, and that's the kind of quality you can get whether you're recording a FaceTime call or a Zoom call or something like that. So it's a pretty neat little device for the price point. Now, just in terms of accessibility, it does have a lot of buttons on it. It does have some menus, unfortunately. So when you first get the device, you have to set the clock, which I did. You set the clock because it timestamps all your recordings. So you set the clock. I did that through Aira. And then I turned on a few other things. But once I did that, for the most part, it's pretty accessible. And you can even set this up so that it shows up as a separate drive so that you can copy files back and forth to it. It uses a regular size SD card. But if you set it up as an external device, you never have to pull the USB.
What do you use to audit podcasts that you create? If you want to edit a podcast.
Okay. I use Goldwave, which is about $50, and it's very accessible. It runs on Windows. I use Goldwave. There's Goldwave. There's Audacity, which is free. There's a bunch of programs if you're running the Mac. Goldwave and Audacity are probably the cheapest ones.
Okay, thank you, Tim.